Hello, loopers. This is Holly. I'm going to record some comments about this list that Irina has shared. Most importantly, that it seems to be more British English than American English. Some of these I don't know, so the post is titled English Idioms Which You Probably Know, but I don't know all of these. So number one, Bob's your uncle. I don't think I've ever heard this before. We do have an expression, say uncle, but that's not at all the same meaning usage. So I don't know, Bob's your uncle, and I hope some of our British English users will leave a comment. Say uncle is used in situations where you're playing perhaps arm wrestling or some sort of physical contest, and neither one wants to give up, but one person is winning, and the one who is winning will say, say uncle, say uncle. Uncle means you give up. I have no idea what the origin of that expression is. But Bob's your uncle. I don't have an Uncle Bob, and I don't know this idiom. The same with swings and roundabouts. I've never heard this as an idiom that I can recall. But after visiting Europe last year, it makes sense to me, because what they call roundabouts, we call traffic circles. And by the description you give, this idiom makes sense. But many people in the U.S., American English speakers, might not understand you if you were to use this idiom. Sheets to the wind. The expression I know is three sheets to the wind. No S on wind. Three sheets to the wind means you're drunk. Every once in a while, somebody might use a higher number, but three sheets to the wind is the idiom as I know it. And number four, as you indicate, is definitely a British English idiom. Number five, very familiar in American English, to kick the bucket. Pull your socks up, I have heard. Stand tall, dig in and get the work done, use some elbow grease, pull your socks up, work harder, don't wimp out. Not a common idiom, however. You're flogging a dead horse, I have heard. But I would consider this one that is becoming passé, archaic, not used so much. Probably because we're not as much of an agricultural society in general anymore. Spend a penny, you also indicate as British English, UK usage. Looking at the meaning, spend a penny. I cannot think of anything similar here. Except I need to powder my nose. Women used to use this, sometimes still do as a joke. Excuse me, I need to powder my nose. They will say before they go to the restroom. And in American English, very rarely do people say go to the toilet. That sounds a little inappropriate to most speakers of English, American English, so they'll say restroom because it sounds nicer, or I need to use the facilities. Going to the toilet sounds a little crude. Feel like death warmed over. I've never heard death warmed up. but you look like death warmed over. American English, not up, but over. Number 10, put your oar in, stick your oar in, stick your nose in. This is definitely common in American English with nose rather than oar. Putting your oar in the water, you're making a visible splash or ripple in the water, so you're visibly intruding on, I can see that idiom, I can see how it goes from literal to figurative. But in the U.S., it's don't put your nose in someone else's business, or put your nose in, because you get too close if your nose is intruding in other people's private conversation space. You're too close, you're too involved, and you're annoying and intrusive. He's always sticking his nose in my business. Pull your leg, very common. Be all mouth is not familiar to me. Be all ears, to be all ears, you're listening attentively. But to be all mouth, new to me. I'll be there in 2 ticks, also not used in American English. I'll be there in 2 secs, S-E-C-S, 2 seconds, 2 secs. Or just a sec, just a sec. Often used, but not 2 ticks. So maybe very recognized by British English speakers, I don't know, but not very common, not probably known by this American English speaker. Thanks. Bye-bye.